6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. This is Wednesday, February 9, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Well, guess what? You want solutions? We got them. Our guest today is a holistic health and lifestyle expert practitioner and author of the internationally celebrated book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Susan Smith-Jones is going to be on the program with it. That's followed by PhD, so we call her Doctor. She's going to talk to us about how to bolster our immunity so we can fight COVID, the common cold, stay healthy, and survive. Dr. Jones, thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Hour.
Dave, I'm so happy to be with you. Please call me Susan.
Okay, Susan. No doubt. Well, before we get into this diatribe, and it is definitely, we love it, 844-769-2944, as we get into the dialogue that we're going to be engaging in right now, because we're talking about mental confusion, poor memory recall, lack of focus, mental acuity, you know, not to the level of the two-year-old in the White House. We're talking about, you know, reduced mental acuity because of viruses and other things like this, you know, for long haul. You know, COVID, long COVID is, in fact, a condition. And so the number is 844-769-2944. Keep that number handy because you may want to call in and ask Susan questions while we're on the show for the next hour. So, Susan, go for it. Let's talk about the
you
book first.
What?
This is Christian-based,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a Christian. It's a faith-based book. But I'll tell you something quickly about my upbringing that I think everyone will appreciate. When I was a teenager, I wasn't into health in any way. I had a grandmother who was not a doctor. She was from Denmark. We thought she was this kooky health nut lady. And then my dad unexpectedly died, and I didn't deal with it well. For a year, I ate everything in sight. I gained about 50 pounds in a year. I was bullied at school. I didn't want to live anymore. I got allergies, asthma, arthritis, and acne, all the A ailments. And my grandmother saw what was happening. She took me under her wings. And she said, Susan, if for 3 months you live with me, I promise that the 50 pounds will be gone. You'll no longer have arthritis, asthma, acne, allergies. You'll be on top of the world again. So she had my attention, and she basically taught me how to completely change my diet. She had me every single morning. I had read the Bible, but she had me read the Bible every day. And within a year, I needed to be through the entire Bible. And every day, she'd have me discuss with her what I read. It was so inspiring to me. Long story short here, my body was healed by the grace and power of God and Christ within me and my determination. And then I went on to watch what she did with neighbors. They might come over for depression or diabetes or cancer or an earache. I watched how she took care of them with foods and herbal teas, culinary spices, lifestyle choices. Someone would come over and be really depressed. She'd have them take off their shoes and socks and walk in the backyard, and she said to them, you can't talk to me for 5 minutes. Just look at the beauty around you. Observe the beauty, because when you go barefoot on natural ground like the grass or the beach or, you know, a local park, your backyard, your body soaks up electrons from the ground, which help to heal you and boost your mood. And then after 5 minutes, she would let them talk. She always taught me the greatest hunger of the human heart is to feel understood. So she let them talk. She then brought them inside, gave them a cup of chamomile tea, and they went away very, very happy. So to this, because of her wisdom, I then went to UCLA where I got 5 university degrees. What does that mean? It just means I'm persistent. I've learned more in real life than I ever did at school. And then I taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. And then I retired in 2000 so I could travel all over the world and teach people my seminar called Wired for High Level Wellness, which is now in a book. And because of my grandmother's wisdom, and I followed her guidance to this day, I've never taken any medication in my life. I'm not, Dave, in any way saying people shouldn't take medication. They need to follow what their doctors say. But I believe that God has gifted us with this miraculous body. And one of our gifts back to God is to take really good care of our health and not keep saying, well, I can't do that for another month because it's the church's bake sale and it's my birthday, it's my anniversary. I'm too stressed out right now. I like what you say, Susan, but I'm too stressed out. You got to not let your excuses get in the way. You're not going to get to the top of that mountain of soul achievement until you have some self-discipline in your life and you take care of your body every single day you wake up, because you are the president and CEO of your body and life. And I've worked with, I'll tell you exactly the number, 30 people who have had long COVID, and they've all followed the program in my book, and we've healed them from that. And so today I'd like to go over just briefly what is long COVID, and then what is brain fog, and how can you get, you can be a child up to your, in your hundreds and get brain fog. Then let's go through a few foods everybody should be eating. And then I did for your audience today, I hope you're still there. No,
oh, I'm still
for
here.
Your audience, on my website, which is my name, EZSusanSmithJones.com. If you click on the word blog in the navigation bar, I posted three today. The first is all about brain health, what we're talking about today. The second is about heat therapy, infrared sauna heat therapy, which is great for the brain. The third is cutting edge new science. It's all about molecular hydrogen inhalation. I'm breathing it in right now because I want to stay healthy. But if I had COVID or any illness or cancer or anything, I would be breathing it in every day. And so the third blog is about that. So I know we won't have time to get to all that. You can see it at SusanSmithJones.com. And I have a free monthly newsletter too, Healthy Living.
Love it. Well, I've already been to your website. You know what? It's really amazing that, you know, you really, I can tell just by looking at you, you're just radiating.
I'm sitting down, Dave.
You are radiating, and I just everything that you've done is right on. I see so many people, and you look at them, and it's like, okay, wait a minute. You're a dietitian, and you don't look healthy. You look healthy. You are sparkling on that website, let me tell you. And I don't think
sparkling.
These are doctored
Thank
photos.
You.
This isn't Marie Osmond pushing, you know, some sort of meal deal on TV. This is the real deal, what you're looking at here. If you go to the website, SusanSmithJones.com, this website is just loaded with information.
And let me tell you a little secret. In a month, a new website will come out. Mine, quite honestly, is outdated. So it's better to look at it on a big computer screen and not an iPhone. But in about a month, nobody knows this but you, Dave, in about a month, we've been working on it for months, a new website will be more, whatever you say, optimized, you know, to fit this
sure.
century. And it's like my grandmother said, you know, it's more than just eating a few colorful foods and jogging around the block. It's about body, mind, and spirit. It's about balance, getting back to the basics. I live a very God-centered, faith-filled life. God's the most important part of my life. But my grandmother always said, Susan, the body reflects the mind, and the mind reflects the spirit. So the body's a good place to start. Because you think about it this way. You know, everybody's under lots of stress these days. Maybe on another show we'll just focus on stress and stress busters. But it's not really, if you think about it, and I agreed with everything you said in the beginning, by the way, it's not the people in your life or the complications or the times in which we live that causes us to be stressed out. It's what you think about the people, the complications, and the times. And there are three things over which we have control. It's what we eat. Hopefully nobody shoves the food down your throat. It's how we move, the exercise we get, and it's what we think. And Fritzi, my grandmother, used to always say, honey, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And she always reminded me every day to focus on those things for which I'm grateful. I know we were going to talk about brain fog in a moment, but and I do, you know, she always said the best way to live a balanced and peaceful life is each and every day live thankfully. I think gratitude, Dave, places us nearer to God and makes it easier to receive greater blessings. So I always tell people, don't leave the task of counting your blessings for one day on the third Thursday of November. Each day be grateful for what you have, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same right back into your life. And I'll be honest with, well, I've never had any plastic surgery done, and I'm not saying that one day I might, but I don't need to, and I've earned all my wrinkles, by the way. But I happen to live in the Brentwood, Santa Monica area of Los Angeles. It's probably the cosmetic surgery capital of the world. And I say that you can spend thousands of dollars changing your physical features, but that's going to do really little good unless you cultivate a positive relationship with yourself and with the Lord. Gratitude can really influence your attitude. So I always say, take a minute and think about everything for which you're grateful. Because when you're mindful of the positives in your life, you'll create more positive thoughts, energy, and events.
No doubt. So the top tips as far as brain fog, because I know we want to get into that. A lot of people, literally, I've been getting some emails from some of our listeners, Susan, and they're all like, look, I'm so over this. I have been inundated COVID this, COVID that, and it's all nonsense. We're getting misinformation from the government. To me, that they're promoting this vaccine. It's killing people. It's injuring people. Friends of mine are dead. My own kids have it, had it. My daughter's a nurse. She swears, I will never give that jab to anybody, and I will not take it. I don't care if I have to lose my job. You know, she's one of tens of thousands of nurses that are standing up for this. And it's even the nurses. The nurses are under so much stress, even they're not healthy. A lot of them, you know, they're so busy taking care of other people that they're not taking care of themselves. They want to go to work. They want to help people. But at the same time, they're not helping themselves. And you just nailed that on the head. When you said that this is something you have to get right with God, and you got to get right with yourself first.
Yeah.
And so that's it.
Thank you
so much, Susan, for bringing up the sauna thing, because I'm putting one of those in my house.
Yes. Now
I'm building a house
right
now. So we got to talk about that.
Yeah, go to blog and go to favorites and go. I've got about six articles about saunas. Some saunas are made with toxic, and you know, products, the wood, the nails, the glue. You want to get the best ones. The one I've had for 25 years. I don't own any stock in any company, but it's the Transcend by High Tech Health. You can read all about it on my website. But let's just mention very briefly, 4.5%, according to the statistics, I think it's pretty accurate, of people with COVID worldwide have reported symptoms, even though the COVID was over. They had symptoms 8 weeks or longer. Right now in the UK, 1.3 million people have long COVID over 4 weeks. And that could be anything from extreme tiredness, shortness of breath, heart palpitations, hallucinations, problems with memory and concentration. That's brain fog. We'll talk about that next. You know, changes in taste and smell. And it could even be more serious, like language loss and gastrointestinal and bladder issues, a hard time remembering how to shower or remembering words. You know how, like, even with forget COVID, even with brain fog, sometimes you can, let's say, see a movie star's face in your mind, but you just can't remember the name. And I've worked with 30 people, just so you know, and I've got two chapters in Wired for High Level Wellness of the 19 chapters, and there's even a picture of a brain on the cover to help you get your brain right. And brain fog, also known as brain fatigue, also known as mental fog, clouding of consciousness, it can be mild to severe, and it's a mental confusion that can strike without warning. It usually means a lack of focus, poor memory recall, like I just said, reduced mental acuity. And if you don't address the causes of brain fog, it can really get worse to the point where it can negatively affect your professional or personal life. And by the way, it's not just for older people. It can happen at any age, from childhood to what I call the golden years. And in my book, I write about common causes of brain fatigue. I can talk at length about any of these, but I'll rattle them off. It's a toxic body. That's really important. You know, we've got a detoxification system in our body, but if we inundate it with too much poor foods, you know, unhealthy foods, not enough exercise, not enough sleep, too much stress, too many medications, and on, your body becomes really acidic. You want to keep it on the alkaline side. And if it gets too toxic and it gets overwhelmed, it can't detoxify itself. So once a week, 2 days each month, and a week with each change of season, I go on a little detoxification program, and I have the whole program written out in my book. But like you just said about infrared saunas, and I've researched this for 25 years. It's different than a steam or a traditional sauna, and you'll get all the info on my website and in the book. But that is an effective whole body detoxification, because let's look at it this way. You've got four channels of elimination in your body. One is your biggest organ, your skin. That's one channel of elimination. That's your biggest organ. You think all the organs are on the inside. No, you've got one that covers your whole body, your skin. Then you've also got the colon, you've got the lungs, you know, you've got the breath, you've got the kidneys. And when you do a whole body detoxification, that means you sit in a very welcoming, warm, infrared sauna. Then you profusely sweat out of all of your the pores in your body, one of the best ways to detoxify. So a toxic body is one common cause of brain fog. Another is lack of water and sleep. We need to get good water every day. Do you know that 80% of Americans are dehydrated? And if you think, well, no, I'm not. I drink coffee all day, or I drink a few glasses of alcohol at night. Those are dehydrating on your body. And when you sleep at night, do you know that you perspire out, you might not know it, about a pint of water? You let go of a pint of water. So it's always good to keep water by you. If we have time, I'll tell you why I put a curled up cinnamon stick in my water. And then if you're always stressed out, then that can very easily cause brain fatigue. Women going through menopause sometimes experience brain fog due to fluctuating hormones. If you're diabetic, since glucose is the primary source of energy for the brain, fluctuating glucose levels in the blood can cause some short-term brain fatigue. Nutritional deficiencies, we'll get into that a little bit more in a moment, but the brain relies heavily on magnesium, all the B vitamins, amino acids. When these nutrients are deficient and the body is dehydrated, brain fog can occur. And by the way, Dave, if you're just 3% dehydrated with water, just 3%, that can cause brain fog.
Wow. Well, we're coming up to the break right now. We're going to have Susan Smith-Jones back on the show in our next segment to take your calls as well. 844-769-2944. A lot of valuable information here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break. It's 32 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. If you're listening to us live, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We have Susan Smith-Jones on the line. Yes, I know three common names, and she's looking for a brown. Actually, there's a lot of other common names out there, Susan, I think, that you probably could get hooked up with, and especially when they find out, you know, that you're you love your sauna. Yeah, that we were just talking about that on the break, too. And the thing is that a lot of people on our show are in a position where, you know, they could use something like this. In addition to, we have what we call the Power Mall here. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. But the PowerMall.com has so many different kinds of supplements and products that, you know, basically the first host, Joyce Riley, who is no longer with us, did a ton of research on all the good stuff. And I constantly am interviewing a lot of these folks on our shows. And, you know, these basically are Christian people that listen to the show that are very health conscious, that want to do the right thing. And so you are in front of a great audience here today. And wow. I hope they take advantage of the telephone number 844-769-2944 and give us a shout and let us know what's going on. So you've talked about sleep, talked about stress. You had a couple of things you wanted to talk about brain fog in the minute.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. And I'll just say, even before I mention that, anybody who wants to be healthy, who wants to never have disease or sickness, who wants to heal their body, should get a Transcend infrared sauna. As you and I talked about during the break, I actually have a two-person one and a three-person one. If you go to my website and in the search bar put infrared sauna, many articles will come up. You'll have dozens of scientific studies that show how viruses, including the COVID virus, can't live in your body. They'll die if you go in an infrared sauna. The heat, internal heat, kills cancer cells. I haven't had a cold or a flu in 40 years, and I know taking saunas a few times a week, I don't have time to do it every single day, is one of the main reasons why. And when I was a teenager, one of the things my grandmother taught me is you have to keep your body detoxified. You have to help your detoxification system. And who else would talk to you, Dave, about this but SSJ here? My grandmother would say, honey, you never want to be constipated because then the blood flows by, you know, in the small intestines or the large intestines. And then if you have a lot of toxic residue, it will recirculate through your body and affect your brain. So she always said to me, you've got to have one good bowel movement every day, darling. And if you're lucky, a couple more bonus rounds. And she's absolutely right. You don't want to be constipated. You've got to eat lots of fiber, drink water, exercise. Fritzy would say to me, in nature, you don't find ice cream trees, donut vines, potato chip bushes. You want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. And she always made sure that every morning I got a workout in because she said there are always excuses that will come up during the day to not get in a workout. And that's why I always like to say to people, walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. And it's been known for some time that exercise can lift your mood. And on my website, I have three webinars. You can watch me in action. One is on exercise and how to stay motivated and do the right. It's called Invest in Yourself with Exercise. One is on how to detoxify your body. That's a webinar free on my website. The third is about oral care because your body's about as healthy as your mouth is. And you don't ever want to kiss anybody that doesn't have good oral care. You'll learn about why in that webinar. But it's known that exercise, it does lift your mood. It wards off depression. It helps the brain age more gracefully, free of any memory loss. And in my webinar and in my book, I talk about an analysis of 19 studies published in the British Medical Journal. They found that even short bouts of 10 minutes up to 40-minute bursts of exercise, listen to this, Dave, it led to an immediate boost in concentration, mental focus, improving blood flow to the brain. So there's a lot of tips, but I want to go through some specific foods to eat and not eat.
Okay.
If we have time.
I'm all ears, trust me.
I'm all ears. Good, good.
Yeah, it's like so I got to anyway, do something about these barbecue potato chips.
Oh, boy, you're just looking at the package. You're not going to open it. But listen, let me just say, though, I believe that it's okay to splurge once in a while, but what you need to know about when you do splurge on food, Dave, what you eat today, you crave tomorrow. When you have a cheat day, which we will from time to time, you'll crave it again the next day. That's called a carryover craving. And if, let's say, you're addicted to having ice cream every night for dessert, remember it takes about 10 days to change the taste buds. And we just like our government does with everything, they have made it so the foods we eat, we are addicted to. They put ingredients in to make us addicted to high salt, high sugar, high fat and oil. And I talk about how to change bad habits into good habits in the book. But the body is made in the kitchen and it's shaped in the gym. And you can keep your brain sharp and healthy well into your 90s and 100s. I believe that the changes that were once labeled milestones in growing older, like what? Like high blood pressure, fragile bones, weight gain, memory loss, lack of libido, that they're no longer considered inevitable. We can take care of ourselves well into our 90s. So let's go through some specific foods. And why that these will keep your brain sharp, your concentration elevated, your mind active well into your 80s and 90s. One is an apple a day. We've all heard that expression. There was a Cornell University study last year that said there's a potent antioxidant that appears to protect brain cells from free radical damage. You might have heard the word. It's called quercetin. Quercetin is the magic compound, and it's especially in the skins. It's best to buy apples organically grown and eat at least an apple a day. And I'll also, here's a quick digression, which I do all the time. I take quercetin extra capsules every single day. And you know why? Because when you have extra quercetin, which is a bioflavonoid, it's an antioxidant, the COVID vaccine cannot replicate in your body if it's got lots of extra quercetin. So go for the apples. You also want to be a berry fanatic. Did you know that blueberries, I'm talking so much, are you okay?
I'm doing fine. I'm just, we have a lot of this stuff on the Power Mall too. So you're chiming right in on our network here. So go for it.
Okay. No. You're gonna love all of this. I'm gonna give you the best tea that you can make every morning too. And we can go 3 hours, I hope. Blueberries are known as the brain berry, and just 1/2 cup a day, whether they're fresh or frozen, we're getting closer to them, well, the summer, I guess, but it slows down aging, and it helps a failing memory. All berries are good, but especially the blueberry, because it defends the body against damaging carcinogens and free radicals and makes your brain sharper. You want to prevent memory loss with ginkgo biloba. Do you know that that's the... I'm going to give you a test at the end. So ginkgo biloba is the world's longest living species of tree. And ginkgo improves circulation and blood flow. It increases mental clarity. I'm tapping my brain. You can't see. It clears up headaches. Studies have shown that there's that unique blend of terpene lactones. And what a great two words, terpene lactones, to bring up at a boring party, because everyone at the party will think that person has a smart brain. But these extracts in ginkgo increase circulation to the brain and the extremities to the body, like if you have cold feet or cold hands. And there's another extremity we won't really talk about, but you talked about that before we went on the air about ED, and ginkgo biloba will help with that. But here's a little caveat. It has anticoagulant properties. So like garlic, which is so good for your body and brain, these two should not be taken 7 days prior to surgery. How about asparagus? It's one of the key players in brain function because it's filled with B vitamin complex. It's the folate, thiamine, B6, B12. When you're low in the B vitamins, by the way, that's a water-soluble vitamin, and you're under a lot of stress, you lose a lot of it. But when you're low in it, it can result in poor memory and Alzheimer's. So asparagus is an excellent source of B vitamins. Chimpanzees and gorillas know what they're doing when they're eating bananas. It adds brain power. I'm yelling. I'm sorry. I should talk a little softer.
Oh, you're just excited. You're like me when I get on my tirade.
I am.
So you go for it.
Because Ralph Waldo Emerson said nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. But bananas have a lot of potassium, we know that, and B6, and they even make students more alert. So if you have children or grandchildren, they're about to take a test, give them a banana. It's done wonders for many of my clients and patients between 50 and 90. Make sure it's ripe. It has dark spots on it. Vitamin E really helps your brain. It helps heart disease, cancer, memory loss, Alzheimer's. In a 10-year study on Chicago residents that were age 65 or older, found that eating vitamin E-rich foods is more effective than taking a supplement. So what are some foods with good vitamin E? Sunflower seeds, almonds, hazelnuts, avocado, raw sweet red pepper, spinach, greens, kiwi. And speaking of greens, Popeye was a smart man because spinach is a wonder food. Yes, it helps vision, but it helps memory loss. It helps keep your mind really sharp. And I used to be a private chef, and I used to have a catering business with Whole Foods. So, and I have a few recipe books, so I know about cooking. I'm a great cook. But here's a little tip that it's. Here's a little tip about getting the most out of your spinach. Well, raw is great, but steaming it lightly, it preserves the nutrients, and you always want to sprinkle a dash of fresh lemon on it because the vitamin C from the lemon helps your body absorb the iron from the spinach. And I'll just quickly say almonds are great with magnesium, helps the heart and the brain, and it has the vitamin E that helps against Alzheimer's. Have you heard the expression, use rosemary for remembrance? Rosemary's for remembrance. It's full of antioxidants that keep your mind and your brain really sharp. But with rosemary, a little bit goes a long way. So a little bit in your breads and muffins, on your beans, and it's just great for your mind. Ginseng, you can banish those senior moments and brain fog and keep the senior moments at bay with some ginseng tea. It's a whole system tonic. That means it's an adaptogen, kind of like astragalus and gota cola. That's not cola drink. That's an herb. But ginseng is also an adaptogen, a whole system tonic, which means it helps your body from too much stress. It will prevent colds and the flu, and it improves mental performance. So you can use loose leaf tea, or you can just buy tea bags of ginseng. And let me tell you what I do every morning. Always have in your refrigerator, I could literally talk to you for days about all this, ginger root and turmeric root. Keep them, I'm never without them. Every morning I take my glass teapot. If you could see, I would show you, because it's earlier here than there. But I fill it up with my fresh, healthy, alkaline water that I made from my Ionizer Plus. It purifies and electrolyzes the water and makes it the perfect pH. And I use glass teapot. You know why? Because I like to see that the glass is clean. Some of the teapots, there's just a little bitty hole. You don't know what's growing inside there. And then I take the fresh turmeric and ginger, and I make little coins, like about the size of a dime or a nickel, even though a lot of places don't have them anymore. Anyway, and I cut four or five of each one. I put it in my big quart of water. I bring it to a boil. I simmer for 10 minutes. It's a very inexpensive way to make a golden orange tea, and why ginger and turmeric? They're both so healthy for all of the 70 trillion cells in your body, including your brain and your heart, and it reduces inflammation, and it boosts immunity. And then I might take that tea, and then maybe I'll add another tea bag to it, like maybe ginseng, or maybe green tea, which is so great for losing weight. So all of these are great to help the brain. I'll also just say, and you can read them about this in the two chapters of my book, but again, nuts and seeds, berries, fatty fish like salmon, if you eat fish, avocados, dark chocolate, an ounce a day. That doesn't mean 10 ounces is good a day. 1 ounce. Black and green and white teas. Lots of water, citrus fruits, and garlic. The foods in my book that I write about in detail that you don't want to have in your shopping cart if you want a strong brain and a healthy body is anything with gluten. And watch out with the dairy, and because it causes inflammation in the body. Goat dairy is better than cow dairy. Anything with white sugar and white flour. The only reason I have white sugar in my kitchen is I use it for my hummingbird feeder. I every week I make them a new
sugar water. Yeah.
Sugar. That's right. Anything with white flour. That's right, Dave. Refined carbs. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener. Yep. It
makes me dizzy.
That is right. It causes migraines in a lot of people, and it has so many side effects. Trans fats, highly processed foods, alcohol. A lot of people think, well, alcohol's good for me. It helps me relax. But it also makes it difficult for you to sleep really well because you wake up and it really dehydrates your body. And the Cancer Society has declared in group one for women, alcohol in the group one ranking, that means the highest group to cause breast cancer.
Wow,
so if you do choose to drink, and by the way, a glass is 5 ounces. Often people do 8 ounces or more. If you choose to drink alcohol, I choose not to just because, you know, I'd rather get high and on God. I've never taken any drugs in my life, but that's a whole nother show. But if you choose to drink, really do it in moderation. And 12 ounces for a beer and 1.5 ounces for, I think it's called spirits or is it stronger drinks.
Right, for sure. Now, we actually have a story that I wanted to run past you that is going to be on our email blast tomorrow. And it's from Joe Mercola, Take Control of Your Health. And it's a study that they did on most bottled water contaminated with plastics. These are microplastic particles per liter, more so than tap water. The contamination was thought to originate from the manufacturing process of the bottles and the caps. And the researchers tested 259 bottles of 11 popular bottled water brands for the presence of microscopic plastic. On average, the bottled water tested contained 325 pieces of microplastic per liter. And Nestle Pure Life was at the top of the list of the most contaminated brands. Dasani and San Pellegrino and Evian were at the bottom of the list, but yet they all still have contaminated microplastics in them.
Yeah.
And so when you said that you keep your stuff in a glass jar, you know, it's like, okay, I wonder what, you know, we have a plastic jar, a plastic carafe, you know, holding water in the fridge. I guess we need to change that up too. What's your take on all that?
Yes. Oh, I love that you brought that up. By the way, we can get safer plastic bottles. I choose not to. Well, I have a stainless steel thermos that if I wanted to put something in and carry it with me, I can. I will not buy plastic bottles just for the reason you said, but then you add to that how it's terrible for our landfills. for 25 years, and it's by the same company that makes that superb Transcend infrared sauna. They're called High Tech Health. They're in Boulder, Colorado, hightechhealth.com. If you go to my website and you click in the search bar, go to Ionizer Plus or Alkaline Water. Under favorites, I've got about 6 articles about water. So it's more cost effective to buy a device that I bought 25 years ago. It's the same Ionizer Plus from High Tech Health, and it takes my tap water here in L.A. Ralph Nader also said he doesn't think there's any water in America fit for human consumption. I want to make sure I get the water is what you take more of in your body, don't you, than anything else. So, and I use it with cooking, too. I'll tell you something about Paul Newman, but I say that out loud because then that reminds me. So every morning I turn on the machine and you hear a song. Oh, it's A Small World from Disneyland, right? Or Disney World. And then you know that it's purified, and it electrolyzes the water to make it the right ionic pH level. The best water for your body is 9.4, you know, the pH level, that's the power of hydrogen, goes from 0 to 14, 7 is neutral, 1 to 6 is acidic, 7.5 to 14 is alkaline. We are healthiest when 80% of our diet is alkaline. That means the water, and most fruits and vegetables are alkaline. Everything else you eat is acid. Most people eat 80% acidic and 20%, it's all in the book, by the way, 20% alkaline. We do it just the opposite. So this electrolyzes the water, purifies it, makes it the perfect pH, and it comes out to be about 14 cents a gallon in the life of the machine. It is like the three most important things that I have for my health, I would never do without. One is my Transcend infrared sauna. One is my Ionizer Plus purifying water. It's called an electrolyzer. And one is right on my desk. It's my molecular hydrogen inhaler. You can get a small one. You can get a big one. But I have hundreds of studies on my website. If you go to molecular hydrogen in the search bar or under favorites, you can read my articles with links to hundreds of studies of how it will treat and prevent cancer, heal your brain, your heart, heal your entire body. I have nothing wrong with me, knock on wood, thank you, God, but I want to keep it that way. So these three things I would never be without. Decades ago, I worked with Paul Newman to get him really healthy, the late actor, and I looked at him close up. I was right there, and his skin was so good. His skin was gorgeous, beautiful, clear. And I said, "How? You tell me, what are you doing to make your skin look this good?" And he did have really blue eyes. I have a great story about Sinatra, too. But he said to me, he did this. You're going to love this. He said that he took two ice cubes into the shower with him in a mug. And when the shower was done, and he turned off the water, he'd take the two ice cubes and he'd run them around his face. Now, women know, a lot of men won't know this, but women know that when you do that, you close down the pores. That's why I always I know this is too much info, but I always finish my shower and I tip my head over. I take the faucet out with cold water on my hair. The final rinse after shampoo and conditioner is cold water because it makes the cuticle in the hair lay down. It's like a snake. And when you heat your hair, the cuticles lift up. But when the cuticle goes down and then you go outside, it reflects the sun better and it gives you shiny, healthy, healthy hair. So Paul Newman did this on his skin. So I'm going to backtrack back to that Ionizer Plus. you have a mode to make alkaline water. You have a mode, you also have another button to make the perfect acidic water. Now, you do not drink that, but I make my ice cubes out of that acidic water from my Ionizer Plus. Why? Because women know that after you wash your face with soap and water, then there's an alkaline residue on your skin. To have the best skin, you want to put an acid mantle back on your skin, on your face, your neck, décolleté area. I even do it on the back of my hands and my forearms. And if I, you know, so rather than just using a regular ice cube, I use the acidic water ice cubes I make in the shower for my...
Well, I wish we had way more time to talk about this, but we are out of time today.
Oh,
it's amazing
no.
How fast. Oh, yeah. SusanSmithJones.com, folks. Just go there, click on the links, and do the research for yourself. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It's been fun. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.